Need our music to get us in the mood for Jobs Wednesday, our report for the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. And we're so glad to have with us for our weekly chat, Darlene Wolford. Welcome to the show, Darlene.
Good morning, Shannon and Andrew. Thank you for having me.
How is the job market looking locally now?
Well, it's still at about 3.9% unemployment rate. There's still lots of opportunities out there for job seekers and businesses alike. So hopefully we can do our part in connecting them, the two, together.
All right. So tell us about what you have on tap right now for people who are seeking new jobs or maybe wanting to change jobs.
Right now we have just a reminder of the Retail and Hospitality Industry Day. That is an in-person hiring event that's going to be taking place tomorrow, Thursday, November 3rd, from 9 a.m. to noon, and then 1 to 4 p.m. We do have 10 companies who are hiring for positions in customer service, cashiers, housekeeping, management, and many more. Pay range for those positions are $956 plus tips to $58,000 annually, really depending on the position.
And their experience, I'm sure. Now, the next one that you want to talk about is a job fair, an in-person job fair. And this is tailored to veterans, but it's open to everyone, as I understand.
That is correct. Open to all job seekers. This is the Community and Veterans Job Fair, which is sponsored by USAA. The in-person event is on Thursday, November 17th from 10 a.m. To 2 p.m. So if you're looking for your next job or career, this is a great opportunity to meet face-to-face with some of the 175 employers who are actively hiring. We do have some tips on how to make the job fair work for you. So if you're interested in finding more how to make that job fair work in your favor, join our webinar on Thursday, which is tomorrow, November 3rd, from 10 to 11:30 a.m., or Monday, November 7th, from 2 to 3:30 p.m. And you can sign up to register for that webinar through your Connecting Colorado profile. It's going to be located at the Colorado Springs Event Center, which is at 3960 Palmer Park Boulevard. 10 a.m. is open to active duty, Guard and Reserve veterans and their spouses. And then from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. is open to the general public. You'd want to really research the companies you're interested in, and you can see the list of participating employers on our ppwfc.org website.
Yeah, and it's a great way to, again, as you mentioned, to connect as well with a large number of jobs. And Darlene, you also have a couple of specific job openings that you wanted to highlight today. Let's talk about those two specific openings.
Absolutely. We have a transportation supervisor with McLean Company, annual salary $65,000 to $80,000, Connecting Colorado job number 1947755. The transportation supervisor provides direct supervision for a group of assigned drivers, achieves safely, timely, and accurate deliveries to customers via a thorough working knowledge of multi-stop routing systems and dispatch procedures. You will review driver logs, hours of service, and other Department of Transportation requirements to ensure compliance with all state, local, and federal regulations. You will coordinate activities with other distribution center departments to ensure that accurate and timely deliveries occur. The minimum qualifications for this position is to have a high school diploma or equivalent, with at least 1 year of transportation management experience in the food distribution industry, have basic competency with Microsoft Office programs such as Excel, Outlook, and Microsoft Word. Next, we have a project superintendent. This is with Turner Construction. The annual salary is $90,000 to $110,000. Connecting to Colorado job number 19. 57606. You will be the primary liaison with owners, architects, and engineers for their day-to-day construction activities. Lead, supervise, and develop all field staff. Develop and manage the overall site safety program. Ensure all necessary permits and insurance are in place and kept current for the term of the contract. You'll oversee the monthly estimate of work completed, rolls, material invoices, and subcontractor payment applications. Qualifications for this position is a bachelor's degree with a minimum of 4 years related training and at least 8 years of building construction experience or an equivalent combination of education, training, and or experience. Thorough knowledge and understanding of the general and subcontract documents, drawings, specifications, construction means, methods and materials. So that's the two job highlights I have for today.
Sounds like some pretty awesome opportunities out there. And then if anyone wants to get more information, maybe take part in some of the other trainings you have, things like that, what's the best way to keep up to speed on everything going on through the Workforce Center?
Yes, absolutely. Connect with us on our website at ppwfc.org. or by phone at 719-667-3700.
Darlene Wolford with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, we appreciate the time and joining us here on KRDO's Morning News. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you for having me.